Chapter 44. Spire Albion, Habel Landing, Ventilation Tunnels. Raoul moved with flawless competence through the shadows behind the group of men who had seized Little Mouse and her odd friend. This meant, of course, that he was unobserved by anyone whom he did not permit to observe him. This was all Little Mouse's fault. She had specifically asked him to seek out any possible danger lying in their way. She had said nothing whatever about danger that might steal up on them from behind, and Raoul had assumed that between the pair of them they might have enough wits about them to avoid being stalked and taken down like a pair of silly tunnel mice. He had therefore been ahead of them, looking for reasonable dangers, and it was quite thoroughly Little Mouse's own fault if she had not taken adequate precautions to watch over her shoulder while Raoul was busy watching absolutely everywhere else. By the time he'd heard the half-souled human warrior and the smaller one who was the leader close in on Little Mouse and her friend, it had been too late to warn them or accomplish anything apart from exposing himself. Their enemies had been inconsiderate enough to be too many in number for Raoul to manage comfortably with only his four paws. So instead he followed the men who held Little Mouse and calmly plotted their deaths. They hurried from the main human area into the ventilation tunnels on the southern side of the Habel, and Raoul kept pace with them. There was a familiarity to the air of the tunnels, to the scent and the sensation, and Raoul suddenly realized that they were somewhere near the tunnel where he had battled and destroyed the silk weavers who had tried to harm Little Mouse. So, was that the message Norn of the Nine Claws had meant Raoul to receive? That surface creatures were inside his territory, along with invading humans of Spire Aurora? It would explain much. If the silk weavers were indeed under the control of the enemies of Little Mouse's people, they would be a threat too great for the cats to face. When humans came hunting them, cats simply scattered into the endless tunnels. They moved much more swiftly and silently than any human could hope to emulate, and avoided them with relative ease. Humans with the aid of silk weavers, though, that would be an entirely different ball of string. Silk weavers in great numbers could threaten the Nine Claws, pursuing them through the tunnels the clumsier humans could not or would not use. Worse, they would use the vertical shafts as easily as the horizontal tunnels, providing them with a tremendous advantage of mobility. Most particularly, they would be a threat to the kits of the Nine Claws. A single silk weaver, if it struck a nursery, could kill the offspring of a generation. Working together, they could force the cats to flee through tunnels, where humans could employ their gauntlets and long guns. Raoul suppressed a snarl. No wonder the Nine Claws had been keeping their kits close. And of course Norn could not simply ask Raoul for help. Any cat would understand that. He would probably be obliged to explain to Little Mouse the importance of a clan chief's pride of place and absolute autonomy. She would fail to comprehend it, naturally. But what else could one expect? She was human. The warriors who had taken Little Mouse made her walk with them into a section of the tunnels that Raoul felt immediately wary of entering. There were watchers there somewhere, hidden sentries posted in the darkness, concealed even from his eyes, at least from this distance. But his instincts warned him that they were certainly there. Raoul prowled to a particularly deep pool of shadow, and had just settled down to regard the tunnel more intently when something soft flicked his whiskers and caused him to whirl about, claws and fangs bared, ready to fight. Shadows stirred, and a pair of green eyes blinked slowly and insouciantly at him from only inches away. There was a low, chuckling purr, and the small female cat curled her tail back neatly around her paws.
"Meal,"
Raoul said, keeping his voice pitched below the volume a human would hear. He flicked his tail stiffly in displeasure.
"I might have killed you." You will need to notice me first.
Myrl said back, her tone insufferably pleased with herself.
Oh, mighty Raoul.
He regarded her for a haughty moment, then sat down and composed his fur.
What are you doing here?
My duty,
Myrl said.
Maul and Longthinker set me on a trail.
It led me here.
Or did you think I'd come to throw myself at your paws and beg for your affection?
Raoul gave her a gentle bump of his shoulder against hers to take the sting from his words.
I have no time for games this night.
I saw, she said, sitting down beside him. They took your human.
They took two of them, Raoul said, disgusted, and they will answer for it.
Of course they will, Myrl said. But I have been studying the Auroran defenses. I do not think there is a way to get close enough to observe them without being seen.
Why not?
Raoul asked.
The deepest shadows of the roof,
Myrl said.
30 pounces back.
Raoul stared intently for a long moment at the spot she had indicated. Finally, a vague shape took form there, and a faint glitter upon a gleaming eye.
Silk weaver,
Raoul murmured quietly.
An adult.
Others guard each passage in,
Myrl said.
We can draw no closer to your humans without being seen.
Raoul lashed his tail left and right once. That was ample time to consider the situation. Then he rose.
Myrl,
Raoul said.
Yes?
I will ask you to do a thing for me.
Will you?
Yes,
he said.
This thing I ask of you is not a command. You need not do it. I could manage it without you perfectly well.
Myrl looked at him with merry green eyes, but her voice was serious.
Of course you could, O Raoul.
That needs to be understood.
It is,
Myrl said. Raoul nodded once.
Excellent. This problem has some one or two facets that are beneath the dignity of cats to manage. The humans must be told of what has happened here. I will ask you to do this thing.
Humans are too stupid to understand plain speech,
Myrl said.
Am I to find one and scratch him until he runs in the proper direction? Then hope he has wits enough to notice.
Do not be difficult, Raoul said. There are humans on a ship of wood with tall trees on it. As its sole purpose is to transport me, I have declared it mine, and my scent is upon it. Contact the human warrior with two red stripes upon his sleeves and a reasonably sized hat. He is less dense than most.
That seems simple enough,
Myrl said.
But important, Myrl,
Raoul said quietly. He faced her and said,
very important to me.
Myrl tilted her head, abruptly very still.
You trust me to do it?
Raoul sniffed.
It is a proper task for a whisker. I'm a prince. I have princely business to attend.
What business?
Myrl asked.
Is it not perfectly obvious?
Raoul rose and began to pad calmly toward the proper tunnels.
I am going to conquer the Nine Claws.